you call it smart robots, yeah? Where are we smart robots? Because we can change our programming, yeah? If we see that this program does not fit, we can change it to another program. Yeah? But that still means we are robots, yeah? Because we are not free of our program, yeah? Example, yeah? When we see our parents, we fall in a certain program, yeah? And it is very difficult. I mean, it is extremely difficult, you know, when we see our parents, not to fall into the behavior that we used to have. It's the same thing, you know, when we used to go to work, we fall in the program of going to work, yeah? When we see our friends, we fall in the program of, yeah, being with our friends, yeah? But it's always programs, yeah? We think before, ah, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to behave like this, yeah? And program ourselves, yeah? And the advantage, in quotation marks, that we think our programs have, that while our program runs, we can think about other things. Ha! 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 Let me wash up, you know, program runs, you know, and then we think about everything else, yeah? Or we sweep, you know, and we sweep, you know, the program runs, you know, and we think about everything else. When we do walking meditation, you know, we run our program, okay, now, and then we think about everything. Freedom is being free from these programs. And the people in the world, you know, I mean, they're not nothing better than automatons. They are programs, robots. Yeah? And if they come into a bad situation, yeah, and when they get stuck, you know, in the situation for a few times, then they change their program. Yeah? We want to be free. We want to be free of everything, you know, every situation, yeah, should be new. Without any anticipation, without any expectation. So every breath that we take should be a new breath, yeah, completely new, completely, yeah, distinct from the other breath, yeah. Every Buddha we do, you know, every Buddha we observe, yeah, it's the same thing, yeah. And that makes the thing, that makes the practice actually interesting. But we do our Buddha, 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 and then it becomes boring, yeah? Because after a while our programs become boring. Sati, knowing what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the results of our doing. Knowing that we are speaking, why we are speaking, and what the results of our speech is. No, yeah? In the morning after the meal, you know, our mouth just opens up and yeah? And we don't know why. Yeah? Why? Why are we talking? Why is there a need to talk? There is sometimes a need to talk, but most of the time, yeah, I mean, we don't need to talk to each other. Yeah? We're just interested, you know, yeah? Being interested in this, being interested in knowing this or knowing that, yeah? That's how we trained, you know, since we were a baby, being interested in this, wanting to know that, yeah? And nowadays, you know, our smartphone, you know, I mean, fulfills all our desires, yeah? Because instantly we can know everything that we want. So we get addicted to it, you know, and then we lose our own own facility, you know, to understand, to know for ourselves, huh? To know what is going on in our heart. Huh? What is going on in our heart? Why do we want to move? Why do we want to talk? What comes before? What is the reason, you know, why we want to talk? Huh? You look in your heart and you see dissatisfaction, dukkha. Dukkha! Huh? First noble truth, ever heard of it? Yeah? Where does dukkha come from? From our desires. Huh? From wanting this or wanting that, or not wanting this or not wanting that. Dukkha. Huh? I mean then, you know, I mean we came here to this place, yeah? And after a while we forget we forgot why we came here. Yeah, we came here because of dukkha. Discomfort, this ease, you know, restlessness, pain, suffering, whatever you call it, it's all dukkha. Yeah. And the dukkha starts with the dukkha of the body. You know, when we wake up, we don't want to get up. Yeah. That's the first form of dukkha. Yeah. When we are hungry, it's another form of dukkha. When we are thirsty, it's another form of dukkha. When we need to go to the toilet, it's another form of dukkha. And we have that every day. Yeah? And then we are tired, and then it's another form of dukkha. Yeah? Tiredness is not sukha. Yeah? Hunger is not sukha. There are no sukha. The body does not give us any sukha. It gives us only the relief of dukkha, and that's what we think, you know, it's called sukha. Yeah? The opposite thing. So think about this. You know, think about why you came. Yeah? I mean, and then I haven't even talked about, you know, the dukkha of the heart. The dukkha of the heart, you know, is not wanting this, not wanting that, not liking this, not liking that, or liking this, or liking that, yeah? I mean, that's where the dukkha comes from. Yeah? We get what we don't want, you know, it's dukkha. Yeah? We don't get what we want, it's dukkha. Yeah? We see this person that we don't want to see, it's dukkha. We see this person that we want to see and can't see, you know, it's dukkha. Yeah? And so on, all this dukkha in our heart. Yeah? But now that we come to the monastery, some of our dukkha, you know, that was with working this, or, you know, living in society, living with all these strange people, you know, I mean, this dukkha is gone, and now we don't have this motivation anymore to practice. Yeah? We should practice full-heartedly, you know. Getting down, you know, sila samadhi panya. Sila, you know, I mean, when we are here, yeah, the monks keep the 227 rules, the novices keep the 10 rules, and the lay people who are here keep the 8 rules. Yeah. So, that's over, yeah, and then we'll focus on samadhi, yeah? Yeah? Samadhi is the training of the mind to stick to one point, yeah? Be it around the nose and knowing that the breath, you know, goes in or goes out, yeah? Or, you know, sticking with the Buddha, yeah? Knowing that the Buddha is at the beginning, at the middle, at the end, yeah? And that it is a big... and then it switches to the next Buddha. That is the knowingness, that is the awareness, that is sati that we need to develop. Yeah? Is the Buddha fast, is the Buddha slow, is the Buddha layered, yeah? Detailed, yeah? Or is the Buddha, you know, rough? Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, we just observe, yeah? We observe, yeah? But we concentrate on one point, yeah? That is the important thing. And when we concentrate on this one point, we observe what is happening at this point, be it the breath or be it the Buddha. And we have to know every moment, yeah? And then, once we know every moment, it becomes interesting, because we see that every moment is different. Yeah? That's why we can stick to it. Yeah? It's not the same. Yeah? That's what we call ourselves. Huh? This situation is the same as the last year. No, it is not the same. It's similar. Yeah? This person, you know, I haven't seen for 5 years, you know, but we still run the program from 5 years ago. Yeah? No, we don't see people. Yeah? No, we don't see animals. We just see ourselves, our own view of other things. Yeah? That's what we see. We don't see, you know, what is happening in the world, because we don't have this sati. We don't have this awareness. Yeah? Being aware of it. Yeah? Sati, yeah, is actually mind emptiness. Yeah? It's not called, it's not translated as mindfulness. Yeah? When the mind is full of one thing, you know, it is okay. Yeah? That is mindfulness. Yeah? But awareness, sati, is mind emptiness. The mind is empty of any occupation. Yeah? It knows. Yeah? That's what we have to develop. Because sati, panya, are the only weapons how we can defeat the kilesas. Yeah? And this is something that we have to remind ourselves. When we are with the breath, you know, okay, oh, it's a nice feeling. And then we are not with the breath anymore, but we are with the nice feeling that arises. Yeah? Or it's the same with the Buddha, yeah? I mean, when the mind gets calm, you know, there's normally, you know, always a pleasant feeling. And then instead of, you know, sticking with the Buddha or sticking with the breath, we you go on, latch onto this pleasant feeling, and then sooner or later this pleasant feeling disappears. And we don't understand why does this pleasant feeling disappear? Yeah? Because we don't do our work. Yeah? I mean, if you understand it, you know that we don't do our work, that's why the pleasant feeling disappears. Then we go back, you know, and dig the hole, yeah? Just like I normally describe. Yeah? Samadhi is digging a hole. Yeah? I mean, as long as you dig the hole, yeah, we'll get deeper and deeper and deeper. And sooner or later, you know, I mean, we will go into deep samadhi, yeah, where everything disappears. But before that, you know, we go into upachara samadhi or excess samadhi, yeah, where thoughts and memories disappear. And if there are no thoughts, there is no I. Yeah? If there are no memories, there is no I. Yeah? Yeah? Take a break from the I. Ayakina used to say that, make a holiday from the I. And that is relaxing, that is, yeah, I mean, we feel happy, yeah, when we get into the state of upachara samadhi. We still feel, we still hear and things like that, yeah, but there is nobody who's taking hold of these feelings. When we see, you know, all these things, yeah, I mean, what we think about, what we memorize, you know, are all illusions, yeah, has nothing to do with reality. What we experience, you know, in upachara samadhi or then, you know, even later on, you know, in Apana Samadhi, I mean, it shows us, you know, the illusion of this world. But to get there, you know, I mean, take some effort, yeah? And also, you know, sometimes, you know, fear comes up, you know, I mean, we have to deal with fear. First of all, we have to deal with pain, yeah? So we investigate pain. I often talk about how to investigate pain, yeah? Today I'm not talking about it then. Listen to some older talks where I talk specifically how to investigate pain. Once we learn to investigate pain, we can investigate any kind of feeling. Be it, you know, be it lust or be it greed or be it hate, you know, we can investigate it in the same way that we investigate, you know, pain. Or fear. What is fear? It's a feeling, yeah? Yeah? And if you take away the memory or the thought, then you know that is the reason for why we become afraid, you know, then there's no fear. And fear is gone. Yeah? That's all. Yeah? If you know what is the reason, if you know what causes the avalanche, you know what causes our emotions, you know, we can take out the stone, yeah? If you don't see the stone, of course we cannot take it out and we are overrun by our emotions. Yeah? And fear can be a very, very strong emotion. Yeah? Hatred as well. Yeah? So, I mean, find the stone, yeah, take it out, and then you see, but there was nothing to it. Yeah? It's all imagination. Yeah? It's all what is called papancha. It's all these, you know, I mean... These thought formations, you know, and delusions, yeah, where we delude ourselves, yeah, we don't see what is going on. So, you know, to make it short, to summarize it, you know, develop your sati. Yeah. once you can stay in samadhi long enough, I mean, use the investigation. Yeah. The first thing that you investigate is pain, and then after that you investigate the body. Yeah. Yeah. We always think, you know, we are the body. Yeah. Just because we are born in the body and die in the body, we are not the body. Yeah? It's just like we are born in a car and die in a car and never get out of the car, then we think we are the car. No, that's not it. Yeah, find it out. Yeah? Just extract yourself, extract the citta from the body and look at the body and see, that's interesting. That's a body. Looks like me. That's interesting. The memory still is there, yeah. It's just the body is one of the khandhas that we extract the citta from ourselves. Yeah? And then we can go around and look at the body, yeah. And then we see, you know, the citta and the body are two different things. This understanding or this insight is essential, you know, for crossing the stream. Yeah? It's one of the three things that are essential. Keeping the precepts is essential, yeah? And believing karma and believing, you know, in heaven and hell, you know, and karma, that is also the third essential. Okay, that is enough for today. There will be on Saturday at 17 o'clock, or 17 hours, yeah, or 5 p.m., there will be a Zoom session, okay? It's getting hot. Sit in samadhi, you know, and then you don't even notice, eh? That you're sweating, that it is. When you come out of samadhi, you see you're completely wet. Eh? But while, it doesn't bother you. This is the power of samadhi. Oh, it's so hot, I can't sit. Huh? Now, when you sit in samadhi, all these things are gone. Yeah, you just sit, you know, and the sweat runs down, and when you come out, you're out. Yeah? And okay. Don't find excuses. It's too hot, yeah? Before it was too cold, yeah? Now it's too hot, yeah? It's never good enough. Never ever, yeah? We always find some reason why we can't do our practice. Okay?